Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
It was a good win for the Cowboys, who, of course, have purchased well in the off-season, which we'll talk about now, with their fullback, Valentine Holmes, who joins us on Sunday NRL. Hello, Val.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Congratulations, mate. An absolute buzz to have you back in the NRL.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely good to be back. Obviously, back home, back in Townsville, and you know, with friends and family, where it all started. And it's a good team. It's really exciting to be here.
Val, the break that everybody was forced to endure, how did you spend your time during that, getting yourself ready for the game?
Yeah, I don't know, really. We couldn't really do too much. I did a bit of weights around the house, what they gave us, some stretching, rolling. I went down to the park, did a couple of running sessions here and there. But we couldn't really do much together. And I'm the type of guy that likes to train with at least one or two other guys. I don't really, you know, like training by myself. I can't motivate myself. But that's something I had to work on, and you know, I managed to do some of it. So it was all right.
There was talk after rounds one and two that you're still a little bit away from being back to the best that we saw when you were at Cronulla. Did you see this as an opportunity to try and fast-track that a little bit, given you weren't playing games?
Yeah, definitely. I did a lot of homework on the computer. You know, the Cowboys green, they gave me some vision stuff from their games last year, as well as the past two games we played, the round one and two. And you know, I just wanted to do a lot of work on that, and I was watching a lot of, you know, footage of fullbacks from last year, how they went, and obviously the game has gotten a bit faster now, and you know, there's a lot of good skilled players coming in, and especially now with the one ref rule, it's a bit faster and something I probably enjoy more. But yeah, obviously I want to try to get back to that form in 2018.
How did you find it, Val, from the first two rounds to the third?
Yeah, it was faster. It was good though. Like, it was, I enjoyed it. I don't mind the one ref. You know, he obviously sees, he can't see everything, but, you know, the game seemed like it was flowing more. Both teams, there was no, like, arguing within the referee's decisions. Usually one will say something and then the other one might have a different opinion, where the one ref will just say whatever he sees, and usually everyone just goes ahead with that, which is good. And one thing I don't really like is the six-again rule kind of keeps the fullbacks out of it, because it doesn't bring the yardage kicks in. So that's one thing that I'll really, you know, what like to be brought into the game is from getting the yardage kicks. But other than that, it's pretty good.
How much do you think the new rules and the way the game has operated this weekend, how much more adjustments do you think we'll make before we settle down into a style? Or do you think what we've seen over the weekend is pretty much the way it's going to stay?
Yeah, I mean, so far, from what I've heard, you know, it's all been good. We've had really good views, especially on Thursday. You know, people watching the game, obviously it's been a while since sports been on, but you know, from what I've seen, I've been watching most of the games. I watched the Sharks in that play last night, and I've been enjoying it. I like the one ref. I like the new rules. It's obviously keeping the hookers and the fullbacks, is getting them a bit more involved. All the little nippy fellas getting more carries and helping out the middles there, because obviously they're going to be a bit tired with that, but I like it. You know, it's the past couple of years it's been a bit slowed down because of the wrestle. Everyone knows, but you know, now that the ref can easily just blow six again, it's you know, going to stop that wrestle, I think.
As a fullback, is an element of the six again that you like, that when you've got the football, if your team's got the ball, you're attacking, you can just poke up and start to support some of your bigger men and look for an offload and some second phase and that ruck area, because of the fatigue factor, there are more opportunities, or...?
Yeah, definitely. That's the one thing, benefit that I'll take out of it as well. Like, that's one thing we spoke about, is if we do tend to get the six again on our side, that's one thing I spoke with, obviously, Jason and Frankie and Johnny, the boys that can offload a lot, and I just more so wanted them. You know, they usually probably get on the front foot straight away, but almost look for an offload or something in the first few tackles, because usually they'd be blowing the six again around three or four, tackle three or four. So they'll be already kind of tired in that defense, and it's a good time to get, you know, obviously myself or Drinky, you know, those the quick guys just running around through the middle third, and that's what I feel like I've been seeing anyways this week.
You touched on the wrestle a minute ago as well. Is that a good thing from your perspective as a player, that element of the game is starting to become more limited and more nullified?
Yeah. I mean, everyone has to be slowed down. You know, that's the boring game. And everyone wants to see a fast game and the skill, the passing, the offloads, the outside, inside balls. And, you know, when there's a lot of wrestle, obviously slows it down. It keeps, you know, guys like Tedesco, Trbojevic, all these guys, you know, out of the game, Damien Cook, and everyone knows Melbourne are the king of wrestling, so it's probably not going to be the advantage for them.
Hey, Val, what's how long until we see you back at your best? I know that you spent a bit out of the game and it's, you know, the 8-week layoff didn't help. When are the Cowboys going to see the Val Holmes that, you know, that we all want to see?
Yeah, I'm hoping in the next few weeks. I mean, I know the season's obviously a bit shorter and there's no kind of break, so I want to try and find, you know, my best form almost straight away so I can build good combinations with, you know, our team now, and by the time Morgo gets back and we have a full-strength side, you know, that's when I want to be, you know, hitting my peak and playing consistently week in, week out. And right now, I feel like I'm pretty happy with the game I had on the weekend. Obviously, I probably would have liked to have a bit more touches, but just from what I had done with the team, I was pretty happy, and you know, I can build from that.
Yeah, when will the brother-in-law be back, mate?
Yeah, I keep asking him. He's giving me the same answer. It's just probably over a month or so.
Okay.
Don't want to rush him. Obviously, Chris is a good young halfback there, and Michael's helping him out a lot, and he seems to be going well. But you know, we want to make sure Mick gets everything right before he jumps back into it straight away.
Okay, mate. Good to catch up with you. Just one thing before you go, Val. I thought you know we talked about recruiting in the last 18 months for the Cowboys, and Reece Robson, who's an inclusion this year. Gee, was good when he came off the bench the other night.
Yeah, he played unreal. You know, we've always kind of expected big things from him. He's obviously a good player coming up through the 20s and the 18s, stuff down south and in Dragons. He's always made those rep teams, and to see him obviously progress through the first grade and to put on performance like that, coming off the bench. You know, we weren't really winning the game convincingly until he kind of came on and took control and, you know, obviously scored that double and got on the back of some good runs off our middles and obviously showed us, you know, he's 20, 21. And, to, you know, obviously play like that goes to show what a good signing it was.
Good on you, mate. Good to catch up. Val Holmes joining us from the North Queensland Cowboys. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
There he is. And, of course, Triple M Townsville, of course, take our show. So hello to all our friends up there. Wade Chiesa and Nico are the call team up there for Triple M NRL in the Cowboys. They do a fantastic job. And, of course, Townsville, Cairns and all that area, Gordy, they love their rugby league.
Absolutely they do.